Peir Yerushalmi, corresponding to Zvachim Bavli Daf Tes Zayin. We begin in Peir Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Amud Beis on the third line. Va'asya de Bekiva. Va'asya de Bekiva kechanim de Beis Chanan the Tani. When Bekiva said in the Mishnah that he may take seeds from the granary and sow, and it's exempt from Maisus until it's been smoothed, it's like the shops of Beis Chanan in the following Baisa. Lama chavu chanim de Bnei Chanan kimoshalim kedim shechav Beis Hamikdash. Shayamotziim, Perisayim, Minamaisus, the Havion, Darshe, Efe, Ase, Tase, Pat, Elekech, Va'ochla, Pat, Emeche. The writer says, why were the shops of Bnei Chanan destroyed 3 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? Because they would exempt their produce from Tumas and Maisus, as the Torah says in Dvarim, Perigud Dalet Pasuk Chav Beis, you shall surely tithe, to exclude one who buys produce, and in Pasuk Chav Gimel, and you shall eat, which excludes one who sells produce. The Chachamim, however, decreed that Tumas and Maisus must be separated, and Rabbi Kiva only made the decree after smoothing, but the Bnei Chanan ignored even Rabbi Kiva's obligation and didn't separate at all. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Knas Kansu Lahen Shleyu, Kaisim, Legisois, or Legranis. Rabbi Yochanan said the implication of the mission that we had earlier was that if a Kohen or Levi bought produce from the granary after it was smoothed, they must give the Tumas and Maisus to others. The Chacham penalized him so that he would not become accustomed to buying produce from the granary and wine press and making other Kohanim lose out. Tabach Koyen, Chavaya B'Shem Rishu Ben Levi, Potter Loi Shabbos Achas. Rishu Ben Levi said that a Koyen who's selling his own animal, for the first week he's exempt from giving the shoulder, cheeks, and stomach to another Koyen. Yosef says, I went to the south and I also heard from Rav Chanan, the father of Shimon, saying Rav Shimon Levi that he's exempt for 1 week. Rav Yudin explained that the penalty after the first week is comparable to the mishnah that required the Kohen and Levi to give the Tumas and Maisus to others in order not to cause others a loss. Amalei with Yosef. Rav Yosef said to Rav Yudin, V'imishim Knas afilu Shabbos Achas layiftolei. If the reason is this, then it should even apply to the first week. Chenvoni Koyen, Rav Yudin Omer, Poitunoi Shabbos Achas. Rav Yosef Omer, Ein Poitunoi Shabbos Achas. Koyen, who opened the stall to sell meat, Rav Yudin said he's exempt for 1 week from giving away the shoulders, the cheeks, and stomachs. Rav Yosef said he's not exempt even the first week. Adata di Rav Yosef, Ma ben chenvoni l'tabach, chenvoni yochel l'harim, tabach eino yochel l'harim. According to Rabbi Yossi, what's the difference between selling an animal and opening a stall? One who opens a stall could be deceptive because he travels from town to town. When he comes to a new place, he could claim that it's his first week. But one who sells his own meat cannot be deceptive because he remains in his town where everyone recognizes him. Tani lo nechleku berebi Yehuda anosi al alekech peiros mechuborim min hagoi shen rem chayav memaisus v'al shal yisor v'nichas tachto v'al alekech peiros tulushim min hagoi shen beturois min hamasus. The Bible says berebi and Yehuda anosi agreed that if one buys attached produce from a Gentile, it obligates him maisus. If one buys attached produce from Yisol, he takes on the role of the seller, and even if the buyer is poor, he may not keep the maisa only for himself. If one buys detached produce from a Gentile, it's exempt from Tumas and Maisus. Amar nechaku alekech peiros tulushim mechaveroi b'shnas maase oni, Rabbi Yudan osi oime echad oni v'echad osher moitzin miyodei, v'rebi oime osher moitzin miyodei, oni ein moitzin miyodei. When do they disagree? If one buys detached produce from a Yisrael in the year of Maase Oni, Rabbi Yudan osi says that whether the buyer is rich or poor, he must give away the Maase Oni. Rabbi says if he's poor, he may keep the Maase Oni. My time at Rabbi Yudan Osi, k'shem she'en adam zeicher b'leket shechu upeya shaloi, kach lo yizke b'maise oni shaloi. The question is, what is Rabbi Yudan's reasoning? It's just as a person may not keep his own leket shechu upeya, even if he's poor, so too a person may not keep his maise oni. My time at Rabbi, leket shechu upeya ein tovel maise oni, tovel v'kva nitbal ad shu roshusoi shal rishun. What is Rabbi's reasoning? It is that the produce is not prohibited as tevel before the leket shechu upeya is given, but it became obligated in Maisa Oni while it's still in the seller's hands, and it's considered the seller's Maisa Oni, and therefore the buyer may keep it. My timer to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Meshum Knas, and my timer to Rabbi, Oshir Yesh Biyadi Lekach, Oni Ein Biyadi Lekach, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Oime, Motsu Lavois, Rabbi Oime, Ein Motsu Lavois. Reasoning is logical because there should be a penalty to prevent poor people from constantly buying produce and causing other poor people to lose out on the Maisa Oni. And Barubi's reasoning that there should be no penalty is logical because it's not common for a poor man to be able to buy produce and cause others a loss. Rabbi Danossi says it's common that he borrows money in order to buy produce, and Barubi says that it's not common. Hadnolach, Eilu Dvorim.